Okay. Ma, we are 0.7 miles away from Drew Scott's house.
Okay.
What do you want the world to know about Drew Scott?
Great sense of humor, great personality, smart.
Good looking.
Nice looking. Hard worker.
Yeah, weren't they like bankrupt or something at one time?
Yeah, one of them. I don't know which one, Drew or Jonathan. I think it was Jonathan filed bankruptcy.
Is Jonathan the one in the suit or the one in the flannel?
Plaid, flannel.
Which one do you like better?
Jonathan in the plaid.
Why is that?
Why?
He seems to be a little more down to earth. Drew's a little snooty, I think.
Oh.
Scandalous.
Okay, so if you could hang out with Drew Scott for one day, what would you do?
Just go to his house and sit by the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That sounds cool.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how do you feel, Mommy? We're 0.7 miles away from his house. We're going to, like, drive by his house.
Yeah. I've got anticipation. I've got sweaty palms. It's like, oh, I want to hurry up and get there.
Okay.
Do you think he's there right now?
Probably not, because they have a home. They meet their parents in Las Vegas a lot of times.
It might be too hot in Vegas right now for them. They might be in L.A., Mom.
Well, they're also doing a house in San Francisco. They could be in San Francisco working on the two houses there.
Right, that's true.
Pointing at things, going, that thing.
Well, they could have finished filming that. It just was filmed, say, 6 months ago.
Right.
And they finished.
Okay. Right. Well, let's go to Drew Scott's house. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. This is big. We're on the corner of Arden Boulevard and something, and we're
Windsor
seeing the
Square.
Windsor Square sign.
And that's where Drew lives.
That's big.
Windsor Square.
Windsor Square is where Drew lives. We won't say the actual address.
Yeah, why didn't
it took me 15
right
seconds to find it.
It's saying the turn left on. I'll tell you. We're there in 0.3 miles.
It's, now, do you guys think this is going to be their main home? Or I think this is their family home. Like,
what if it's a decoy home that they invented?
Oh,
to keep
decoy.
People off of their property.
Like there's mannequins in there at the table?
Well, this is where they come to have their R&R, I think.
I think this is where they put their family.
Yeah,
when
their family
comes to town. This is their family home. And I never knew celebrities did that until I heard something on the news how Pam Anderson was laughing, going, oh, my family home. Like, that's what, like, rich people call the home. Like, oh, my family home. Like, that's where I, like, rather than getting your ma a hotel room when she comes to town, you put them in the family home.
Yeah.
I think that's what this is.
This is a street, Irving Boulevard.
Oh, Mom, what are you feeling physically?
Well, excitement. That white one looks like their house.
Oh my god, that is
that
their
is
house.
It.
This white one.
Yes. Oh my god, let's smoke.
Is there a car in the driveway?
Here, right here.
There's a car in the driveway, BMW.
Oh my god,
that's
a black
car.
BMW.
Oh my gosh, hold on. Let me turn. I'm gonna turn around and get in the shade.
Oh my god.
I don't want to park
Mom,
directly.
I'm more excited than you.
Yeah,
I hate them. No, I'm just kidding. I love Drew, Mom. I was just trying to be funny for the podcast. You know I don't hate them, right?
No, I know you don't.
Oh, okay.
I'll be glad we get situated so we
You're
just...
so excited, Mom.
That looks close to the road, but in the TV, it looks like it's pretty far back.
Yeah. Interesting. I thought the same thing. They made, like, the yard look longer.
Is that some debris in the front yard up there?
Mom. We're parked in front of Drew Scott's house.
Mm-hmm.
He could come out.
What are you thinking, Mom?
I'm not a stalker. So.
I wonder if they're there. There's a car in the driveway, but that could be the maid's car.
It's definitely
the
his.
Maid
he
does
drives
not
a
drive
BMW.
A BMW. Look, there's a white Beamer. Look, and he just threw something into the yard. That's odd. Oh, he tried to throw something in the trash can. He threw something in Drew's yard. Mom, I'm filled with so much anticipation.
That looks so much closer to the road here, but in the TV, it looks like they're pretty far back off.
And it looks
road.
Like a corner house as well in the picture.
Oh, yeah, does it?
Well, I guess they were careful not to get the next door neighbors in the filming.
None of the all the curtains are closed. It looks like a witch lives there. Well, they have juniper in their front yard.
But in the back of the house is probably where they
live it up.
It opens up to a swimming pool in the back.
Do you like the entranceway?
Yeah.
Still working? What's your breakdown of the house, Ma? Do you like the design?
Yes, I do. I like it. And it looks, I'm trying to figure out what that is in the front yard underneath those windows.
It looks like debris. No, it's not debris. It's a, oh God, we didn't bring the binoculars.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what it is, though. It's a, like a wire, like a metal couch frame. And it has like a soft thing on it. Oh, like a pillow.
Should I pull up?
Well, maybe they sit there at night and have cocktails and watch the hard road.
Oh, yeah.
Sit in the front yard.
Yeah.
I like the house.
I think it's pretty.
Yeah, I do too. They paid, it was over $1 million for it. Wow. And it was in pretty rugged shape and they remodeled it.
I wonder if he's just going to flip it.
Could be. I don't know.
I feel like he's looking out at us going, why are those people staring at me?
I'm surprised there's not more traffic along here looking at their house.
Well, I guarantee you we're not the first people to do this because are obsessed with Drew and Jonathan.
Computers nowadays, anybody that's a fan of theirs.
Well, I'll tell you, I Googled, it did take 2 extra steps. Like, you really have to want it to find the address. And I wanted it for you, Mom. Mm-hmm. So I Googled extra hard, and I found the address.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what these people think across the street here. His neighbors.
Oh, right. Yeah. I like that swing on the tree.
I was just getting ready to say, there's a little swing over there.
Those are some pretty roses.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's got to be someone in the house, because there's a car there, and she
Maybe
said
his,
that's
his
car.
Wife. Maybe his wife is there.
Yeah.
She works on the show with them. She's a producer.
She's a producer.
Oh, so maybe they just parked their car there and left it and went to San Fran together. Because all the curtains are drawn. It doesn't feel like there's somebody there to
me. Well, people probably drive by and looky-loo.
Like we're doing?
Yeah. I wonder what's going on in there right now.
What do you think? What would be your guess?
I think Drew is really tall. He's standing in the kitchen in his boxer shorts going, I hate LA.
6'5".
Scratching his balls. Drinking orange juice container.
What would you do if Drew came out right now?
I would scream.
I would scream. Because you don't want to bother him, really.
I would, because I don't care.
But would you stare? Would you watch them from afar?
Totally.
Yeah, I'd watch them. Yeah, if I had binoculars.
I'd be so excited, but like for Mom, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Right.
Okay, Mom, really... in comparison, you seeing Drew Scott come out of there and you being really excited, who do you think that would be to me in my world? Like, who would I be like, oh my God?
Yeah.
I want to know what Ma thinks.
The guy on, the black guy we were just talking about, it's so funny.
Titus Andromedon?
Yeah.
Our Titus Berg guest?
So you think I like Titus Andromedon as much as you like Drew Scott?
Yeah.
Would
you be excited?
I'd be excited.
He's so funny.
Can we go down in front of this blue car here?
Yeah, yes. Mom wants more in depth.
All right, we'll get a little closer now.
So we'll be a little more in front of it.
All right.
I hope
you don't think it'll be
don't
too inconspicuous.
Yeah.
Well, we have tinted windows.
Yeah, right here. Yeah. Yes, yeah,
they're
all
closed. I see lotion in the window, and the second story, middle window,
bathroom.
Lotion.
Yeah, it's a bathroom. It's just a little window.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, there's a newspaper hanging, so I bet they're not home.
Should I go grab that newspaper, Mommy?
No.
Do you want the news?
No.
That's a federal offense.
That would be trespassing.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I just want that tall, slender man to come walking out. He, you know what he reminds me of, Mom? One of those blow-up things at, at car lots.
Yeah.
That's how he was like on Dance with the Stars. Light as a feather, stings like a bee.
I wonder who lives and I wonder who their neighbors are across the street here. If it's somebody that's famous.
Right. It could be anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Right. I really like their pretty little staircase going up.
I do, too. Nice little
yard.
That's
a cute house. I really like it. I wouldn't want a big house, would you?
Mm-mm.
That's a
Well, in the middle of the woods, yeah. Not with up against your neighbors are 2 inches away from you, like you're living in a. It's
condo.
Crazy.
And that BMW, I wonder if that is one of them. That could be the other brother, JD.
Yeah. I feel like JD wouldn't have a BMW, though. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with BMWs. I feel like he wouldn't have a car like that.
They've got a lockbox.
Right. I feel like he would have like a Volvo or something.
They have a lockbox on the gate. That's
a push
cool.
button. Yeah, to open the.
What do you think their code is to their lockbox, Mom?
516. Same as.
Einstein bagel.
Einstein bathroom. Yeah, are we sure that's his house?
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
There's the mailman.
There's even a code at the door. Look.
Dang.
At his front door by the doorbell.
I bet that glass is like non-shatterable.
Mm. Yeah.
I like the roses.
I wonder how many people have done this.
Oh, gosh.
I say
lots
50.
And lots. Oh, no. They got more of a fan base than that.
But here in L.A., though, people don't care about stuff like that in L.A. Do you know what I mean?
Well, there's people like us that live here in L.A.
Like
or visitors that come visit people.
Oh, right.
People that
You're
live.
Right, Ma. A lot of... Sure. This is touristy for sure.
Yeah. Do you think any tour guides take people past this house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's probably a big draw. Now, going by Drew Scott's house.
Drew
because,
draw.
because the... those... that hall... Homes of the Stars in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, the Star
Map. All over this.
Yes, yes, indeed.
They're all over.
Oh, the mailman's
they
about
do have
to
cameras.
Go to Drew's house.
Look, on the right side of the house.
Oh, yeah.
See that
see
white
it.
Egg
pointing right
thing,
at us.
Oh, it's looking
God.
Right at us.
You where see it? The they, camera right there?
It's got face recognition.
I don't see what y'all are talking about.
Look on the right side of the house.
I see a lantern hanging there.
Now look more to the right. On the side of the house. You see that white egg thing? No,
yeah.
on the...
Oh, yeah.
Mm. See the white egg thing?
Yeah.
That's a camera, Ma. It's
pointing
right
at
us.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Ma, there's Drew Scott's mailman. Let's get his autograph.
But he didn't stop and leave
he
any mail.
He skipped Drew's.
Yeah, he didn't leave
There's
any
no
mail.
Forwarding address. That's because they don't live there. It's a family home.
It's a fake...
Let's just put them in the family home.
So that's a camera.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a.
We are on camera.
And that's a camera saying, look, we got a camera.
Yeah. It's very obvious. Right.
I just want his long-legged self to come walking out of that door.
Yeah, they
Daddy
could be.
Daddy
long legs.
Come on, Drew.
They could be, you know, in Oklahoma remodeling houses.
That's true. That's true.
Because they travel around.
Drew.
They've done it in Detroit. Yep. They've done it in New Orleans.
And we loved him on Dancing with the Stars, didn't we, Ma?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he was good. Mm-hmm. He was the... I vote for him as most improved.
Yeah.
In the season. Mm-hmm. He really is an attractive man mm-hmm. and sweet and...
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder what he's like in person, though.
Do you guys want to go?
Maybe that's just all in show.
Yeah.
You still want to sit. We can
still stay here, Mom.
We can start.
There's no rush.
More,
no. I mean, I doubt they're going to come walking out.
Well,
so.
I mean, it's a high possibility.
Yeah, we
you
could
know,
sit here for 2 weeks and then not walk out. They could be out of town.
They're waiting for us to leave. They're looking at us on the camera. We're like, let's just wait for them to leave.
They're going, God, another 72-year-old woman is parked outside of our house.
But I think they like the attention that...
They garner.
Yeah,
look.
Who's this?
Who?
We're jogging with the dog. Is that somebody famous?
And see, he's
famous?
Not paying any attention to that house.
Boy, that guy's hurt.
He must live in this neighborhood.
He had a rough night. That was jogger that just passed.
I like the house.
Yeah, it's just so, it looks like it's got land with it on the TV when you sit on TV.
Yeah,
it looks like it's got a huge front yard.
Yeah, it does.
But really,
it looks
it's just
like
another LA mini mansion.
It's far back
McMansion,
off the road.
McMansion, yeah.
Which is fine.
I like the house next door.
Mm-hmm. I like the house.
I like all of them.
It looks haunted.
Yeah, it does.
It kind of reminds me of the Amityville house.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it does. I like the entranceway too.
I like the gable.
Mm-hmm. What's gable?
The point.
Oh yeah. We knew someone who got impaled on one of those fences. So every time I see fences like that, I think of that.
Yeah, he died.
It's like I can't enjoy those fences anymore.
Right, that's true. I think the same thing.
And the worst part about it is that they thought it was a Halloween decoration because it was on Halloween.
When they found his body.
Yeah, I don't think there's need for us to sit here anymore.
Okay, are you
sure? Well, let's sit for one more minute.
Yeah, okay.
Here comes somebody. I just hope we don't sit for one more minute and a cop pulls up.
Mm-hmm. We're allowed to sit here.
It's not a lot of traffic. I expected it to be bumper to bumper, people lined up like
to see
us.
Drew's house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I love that. That's how big Mom thinks Drew is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be bumper to bumper.
It's just crowded with people trying to see his house.
But,
here comes a... Porsche?
A Porsche 911.
These neighbors haven't come and told us to leave yet. I guess it's public street.
We're just
they can't
at
do
our
that.
Map.
Yeah, they can't do that, can they? They can't make
right.
us leave.
No.
We're on public property.
Yeah. We could be waiting to pick somebody up for all they know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the maid's car, the groundskeeper's.
No, Mom, no maid drives a BMW.
Let me tell you something.
People in this town, they pay their maids little so they can't become independent. Okay? Mm. People pay people crap. No maid drives a BMW.
I wonder if they ever come out and talk to the tourist.
What, Mommy?
I wonder if they ever come out and talk to the tourist.
I
know when we... Ronald Reagan was president. We went to the White House, and the tour guide said, "Watch that window up there because Miss Reagan comes to the window and waves to you." And sure enough, she came.
Really?
Then another time we went there, and Jimmy Carter was president. That was before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "You know, Miss Carter will come to wave at the window." And
that's
sure enough,
awesome.
She did. Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
That's so cool.
I wonder why the mailman skipped Drew's house.
Because nobody lives there.
We didn't have any mail for him.
It's just a decoy house, though.
It's a decoy.
I don't think it's a decoy house. I think they just...
Yeah.
But they don't live there on their day-to-day.
Do you think
living.
They're just flipping homes in L.A., too, for fun, or...?
Oh, they've done that, but not this one. Because they specifically said this is their honeymoon house.
He liked this home.
Yeah.
They both picked it out, and it was built originally in 1920-something.
Oh, wow. You know what? I bet this was a dream of, like, his wife's. Like, one day I want to own a home in Windsor Square.
Good
you know, and then so he bought her. Oh, the honeymoon. That's why he bought her this house, I bet, and designed it the way she wanted. This is his gift to her. Oh, my God. This is her Taj Mahal.
Aw.
Right.
Seriously.
Right. Yeah. That's sweet of him.
Hmm.
He seems like he would be fun.
Yeah,
like
are.
Lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to go?
Yeah, we've been our minute.
We've stalked enough.
We've stalked him enough. All right. Bye, Drew.
Bye, Drew.
It was lovely seeing your home.
We approve of this message. So, Ma, how do you feel now after seeing Drew's house?
Worn out. It's like, oh.
Right.
Because it was
so
exhausting.
Yeah, I was so tense. What are they doing with this tree? Look at this.
Wow.
Okay, stay tuned for Drew Scott wedding coming up tonight after about 2-3 beers.
Yeah.
Oh,
back up.
Oh, back it up, baby. Back it up.
Okay. So we're watching Drew and Linda's reception.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, didn't he wear a kilt on Dancing with the Stars?
Pause it.
One night, yeah.
We would like to give props to TLC.
Really does touch our hearts.
Okay,
watch. To my mom and dad first. Everything. Don't cry, Mom. You're going to make me cry. You were always there to support, be positive, and try and find a way to help us. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Aww.
And to everyone else, thank you so much for coming. Enjoy a bit more food. And we may
is there a love like a mother's love?
No.
We're getting started. It's time for the big show, our first dance.
Will you pause it for special dance? It's very touching.
Okay, please. Just watch. This is a...
Oh my God, this is Sleepwalkers by Santo and Johnny.
And La Bamba.
La Bamba.
Rich!
Oh my God, they're doing a Dancing with the Stars thing!
Yep. Like, from The Office.
Oh my God. Oh wait. Oh my God, which one is which?
Jonathan's one with the kilt on. Drew still got his.
Who's the one getting married? The one in the suit.
The one in the kilt.
Oh, they're being the Charleston.
Wait, the one in the suit?
What is this?
They're good, huh? They're good dancers from Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you to TLC for this content.
I can't believe they did that.
Baby. Wow. They did the jitterbug.
Ma, did the royal family do anything like
sometimes
that?
Sometimes the hook goes down in June.
Look, pink hair.
Sometimes the
sun goes
down. They should have Vanessa Williams.
Oh, I didn't see her. I guess we're going too fast or something.
The happiest I've ever
been.
Aww.
If that's true. He's got the kilt. Yeah. Like,
well, his dad, they all wore kilts.
Baby,
all
did
the
you see the pink haired lady?
No.
It moves too fast, like Mom said.
But
it moves too fast. I want to see more.
Rewind. I want you to see the pictures.
Watching the basketball game on a romantic date. These are all things she gets to put up with for the rest of her life.
See, it's all about him. See,
it's all about him.
The house. There's the house.
Oh, there's their house. No, that's...
This is
show.
Yeah, different show.
Okay,
I just wanted you to see the dance and everything.
Ma,
because it sprang up, nobody suspected it.
I loved that it was a flash mob and that it was so Dancing with the Stars. Because we love Dancing with the Stars. Drew came on before our podcast started. Boy.
Yeah,
that
was pretty
exciting.
She rewinded because Mom wanted you to see someone's girlfriend. Jonathan's
girlfriend.
Oh, Jonathan's girlfriend.
And Mom's theory is that if any property brother is gay, it would be JD.
Oh,
the third brother.
You think their third brother's gay? And Mom loves gay people. I'm gay and I'm her daughter.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, we talk about stuff in our house.
That's what we talk about.
Yeah.
Jacinta. I'll find it in the book here. There's a picture of her. In this book that y'all
well,
in.
Mom, we have this wedding recorded,
was she the pink-haired one?
So you can watch it over and over.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I want to do that, but...
How many times do you think Drew's watched it?
Oh God.
20.
What?
At least 20, yeah.
They drink wine and go, we're
well, they
so
say
rich.
They don't. They say they don't drink.
Our wedding's on TV.
Right.
They say they don't drink.
Well, what do they do?
Now, see, he's evidently taken off his kilt. See, he doesn't, he's going to wear their suit.
Why
back.
Did he put a suit on after
I
the
feel
kilt?
Like the other one was wearing the kilt. I don't know.
They all were. The two brothers, JD, and the dad.
They're twins. I don't know who's who.
All four of the guys were wearing kilts.
Like, do you ever get confused with who's who?
Not anymore.
The one that wears the flannel has a little bit chubbier chin. And the one in the suit is sleek like a Lexus, and the other one's like a one of those blue minivans from the 90s. It's true.
See, I think they're
okay,
both...
Okay, Drew's the Lexus.
Hold on,
we were trying to think of the when twins are not identical, that word, they're fraternal.
Fraternal. Paternal. Paternal.
Fraternal.
No,
fraternal
is when they go to college.
Identical.
Paternal.
No,
is
that's parents.
All right, paternal.
Paternal. Well, it's not fraternal.
It's paternal.
Fraternal. Fraternal. Okay, so you're going to have to back it up a little bit.
Did you see the pink-haired lady? Wasn't that his girlfriend? She had different colored hair, you said.
Pink. She's got pink hair.
I just saw it. Look.
It's a public declaration of it.
Thank you to TLC.
Oh, you have to hear Jonathan's speech.
That's JD.
That was finding the woman he loves.
Oh, yeah. He's
that's the other brother.
Maybe, can we see JD speech?
Oh, my God, there she is. Look.
Yeah.
Pink hair.
Yeah, that was
her. Go back. Did you see JD?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, that was JD talking.
JD.
But they're from
so
the Midwest,
cute.
So
JD's
he's
so
probably
cute.
In the, like, the closet.
He's so cute.
Finding the woman he loves.
Your wonderful world.
Well, we know nothing. He could be out.
Okay, dude.
Look,
there she
there
is.
She
that's
is.
Her
okay,
right
where
there.
Is he? Oh, I see him. He's
oh, I saw her in the
woman.
Line dance because I thought she looked like one of my friends named Steffi.
That's Jonathan. Look, he's crying.
She's yeah.
crying.
Is Jonathan the one in the suit or the flannel?
Ma started crying. Did you hear?
I got
yeah.
a little teary-eyed.
I did, too.
I did, Ma.
They were talking about his dad and all that stuff. Yeah.
I got teary-eyed when the mom was talking because
there's another picture
you're my mom.
That's better than that. You can't really see her.
But
there.
Okay, so her name is Lucinda.
It's Spanish. The J is pronounced like H's. Jacinta, but it
okay.
starts with a J.
Now, which property brother is banging her?
Jonathan.
The one in the suit or the flannel?
The flannel, I think. The tubbier one.
Oh, yeah. I like him. I like the tubbier one.
Yeah.
He's more rock and roll. I feel like Drew, the one from
like
Dancing
the
with the Stars,
BMW,
is the sleek, like,
yeah.
pretty boy.
The pretty,
I feel like
smile.
Drew's the bad... Wait, which one is...
Jonathan. Jonathan's the bad boy.
I like Jonathan.
And JD is...
He's a little
totally
more down to earth. Drew is a little snooty.
A little snooty, you
possibly.
Said.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, here she
that.
Is, right here.
We don't
uh-oh.
Know that about him.
Page,
see, Jacinta.
162.
Jacinta?
Oh, we also would like to give credit to It Takes Two, our story. Jonathan and Drew Scott, New York Times
yeah,
bestseller.
Mom has a book.
Mom has a book. She's got it highlighted. It's kind of weird. No, I'm
this
just
is,
kidding.
This
it's
is
not
the,
highlighted.
This is the girl right here.
Oh, yeah.
And that's her right there on the TV.
Her name is Jacinta?
Yeah.
Mm. Like placenta?
Oh, my God, yes. Placenta.
Yeah.
Before I met Jonathan, I was in a comfortable stride in my life. I was enjoying my career, my
friends.
Family bonds were strong, and I had time to volunteer.
Okay, that's
dance,
a lot.
Make pottery, travel, go hiking, and otherwise pursue
so she
my
smokes
passions.
Pot.
I was actively disengaged from dating. I had my
I
own momentum
random.
And didn't want a
relationship
keeping me from what I wanted to do. My parents always taught me to live boldly with integrity and self-respect, and that you will get what you give. My attitude toward life was lovingly described by family as being very independent.
Okay, I've heard enough. I like her. I like him. I like the producer.
Let's see. She stays away. You don't see her now. When they were...
I want to know them. That twin. With Jacinda, mommy.
I just feel like this book is a little inflated.
Well, it's for 72-year-old women. It's for my mom. That's who that book is for.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't say negative things against it then.
Okay, so let's just wrap it up.
It makes Ma happy.
But I forgot what she does and like tell what her job
I like
is.
Her. I like him.
It's cool.
Yeah,
I
and
like
I saw
her, yeah.
them doing the line dance and she participated in the flash
so
mob. I like
moving
her.
Moving over to work with his company, so she must, that must be.
Okay.
She met. That's when Jonathan came in.
So we
says.
Like all of them, really.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
like Jacinda, we like John, we like Drew, and we like the producer wife.
Yeah.
She seems so laid back, and I approve
yeah.
of the marriage.
Yep,
and of the relationship between Jacinda and the one in the flannel.
Me too.
The tubby one.
Okay, now see this. Right here. This is
Mom.
Jonathan. This is Drew.
Mom is now
see
looking
hairline?
At the picture on page 173.
See their hairline? You can tell them it's different.
Yeah.
And this is Drew and this is Jonathan.
They look exactly alike to me.
They do.
Unless they're wearing a flannel and a
right.
Yeah.
Suit.
And then you can differentiate.
I was trying to find there's more on Jacinta or pictures.
I'm intrigued.
Jacinta.
I am too.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I like that she doesn't like to be in the limelight.
This is the.
I feel more obsessed
JD.
With The one in the flannel and Jacinda.
See, they lived on ranches in Texas.
Oh, my God.
You have to hear they're like dream guys. Speech. Can you listen to Jonathan's speech? Because he cries and he says...
I heard it, the mom and all that.
No, he says...
I heard
it. No, Jonathan's, not Drew's.
Which one? The one in the
flannel? Jonathan is the pudgier one.
Which I loved. We love all of you.
He was talking to us.
Thank you for making the trek all the way out here to see us. It really does touch our hearts. To my mom and dad first.
I already heard all this.
No, you need to hear Jonathan. Go back. Because Jonathan says, I haven't been so lucky in love. And he's like,
oh, yeah, I want to see that.
I told you.
And now I get to spend the rest of my life with Linda.
Is that the thin one?
I wrote a couple things down, but pretty much I want to speak from the heart, but the billions of people in the world.
He's dry.
How did you find this person
that's
who jives so well with you because you really jive with each
he's
other?
He's nervous.
I have not been so fortunate in love.
Oh my God.
However.
He's drunk.
I
Mom.
Love the fact that you found each other.
Oh what? Oh my God. He's getting a drunk. He's drunk. Mom. Yes he is. He goes.
Whoa.
I cannot believe you guys just skimmed over this. How can you tell me that I'm overreacting because I'm feeling that he had an emotional outburst?
I'm wondering how Jacinda feels.
Because she feels, I haven't been lucky in love. And Jacinda's sitting there going,
What
am I chopping?
This is on TLC.
Right.
Oh my God. I can't believe you guys just.
He's not drunk. He's probably just emotional.
Yeah, they're all
everything.
Emotional.
What I'm saying is that his inhibitions are down, and he just said,
maybe he's on.
I don't love Jacinda.
Pretty much. He was married, Masa. He's been married.
He's divorced.
He's got a lot of baggage. Is this the thin one or the one in the...
Ma, is his ex-wife at the wedding?
Oh, I don't
hang
know.
On. Look, so look,
years,
there's the,
I just love having
that's
the opportunity
that's
to make a public
she awkwardly smiled.
He did find that
God,
one
God, there's so much here.
Oh,
wow. Mom, I know what you said. Whenever I asked you if you liked this,
so
you said it moved too fast.
Yeah.
It does.
I feel like I have to pause it after every scene because there's so much information to be computed.
Yeah, back it up so we can see that his girlfriend.
Okay. I can't. And their brother's gay. I mean, this is big.
He's so cute. He looks like Encino Man. But
hold on.
In love. However, I love the fact that you found each other.
Maybe he's just happy for his brother. No, I don't. He's not faking it. Dudes don't cry in
you
front of crowds faking.
You will have lows, but always give each other the
he's
benefit of the doubt.
He is sad over his failed marriage.
Yeah. I think so too.
He's sad over his. He's being triggered
so
right
too.
Now.
Well,
oh my God.
His brother's happy and he's. Thrilled.
His brother's
he's
happy, Mom, but he's also
marriage,
replaying
though.
His own marriage.
It's his twin,
it's his
you know.
Twin. It's like him sitting there.
Yeah, it's like
Mom,
seeing a mirror
you know
image,
it's deep.
And he's
you
hoping that
it
succeeds and doesn't fail like his.
God.
It's so heartbreaking.
And I just love
and Lucinda's standing there going, I didn't know you
he
hated
did
me.
Find that one thing out of his original goals and dreams, and that
Bob
was finding
clicker.
The woman he loves.
Your wonderful world.
Thank you to TLC for this content.
We have absolutely loved Linda for so many years, and I just love having the opportunity to make a public declaration.
I love the mom.
Yeah.
All right, shh.
Brother. The benefit of the doubt.
Oh my.
We have absolutely loved Linda for so many years, and
she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love her.
And you can't tell it in that light, but she's got pink hair.
I can see.
Yeah,
she looks like yeah.
It's subtle. I like it.
Of it.
I love the mom.
He did find that one thing.
Look at her.
Out of,
the
of
wife
his
is so
original
beautiful.
Goals and dreams, and that was finding the woman he loves.
Your wonderful world together.
What a
is
fun
waiting.
Day. God.
I love you.
Aren't you glad, Ma, they shared this with us?
Emotional.
That's Buddha Pine behind
we
him.
We love all of you. Thank you for making the trek all the way out here to see us. It really does touch our hearts. To my mom and dad first. Everything. Don't cry, Mom. You're going to make me cry. You were always there to support.
Was he the one on Dancing with the Stars?
And find a way to help us.
Yes.
And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And to everyone else, thank you so much for coming. Enjoy a bit more food, and we may have something else coming in a little bit for you.
Oh, surprise.
It's that okay. Big show, okay. Our first day of rehearsal, something special.
Right.
Yeah, let's see that again. I love that.
I love this too. Santos and Johnny. Sleepwalkers.
This is
Sleepwalker. Richie! Oh my god. Mom, you would have fainted at that moment if you were at the wedding, would you? Oh my god. Oh. I love the one in the flannel's girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I love the one in the suit's wife. I love all of them. The mom. Oh my god. Oh. He lifted her up. He's spinning her around. Oh my god.
Watching the basketball game on a romantic day. These are all things she gets to put up with for the rest of her life.
I'll only be happier every day.
Aww. Ma.
You ready?
She's so cute. She's not as... And we were at their house today.
Yeah.
Stalking them. Mm-hmm. We should have poured pig's blood on their front.
Maybe.
Doorstep. As a, you know, a welcome marriage gift.
Baby, this is divine. Ma, thank you for
okay, it's time for dinner.
Corn and the bread.
Okay.